Some time ago, Helena Ferenčíková, a Czech-Romani woman, claimed she'd been forced to undergo sterilization during the communist era because the regime didn't want the Romani population expanding. Her case set off many more complaints from Romani mothers, who said they'd received similar treatment. Many of them wrote to the ombudsman, Otakar Matel, for help, and several have since taken their case to court. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
As the complaints piled up, the Ombudsman's office launched its own investigation into the matter. Its conclusion was shocking. The Ombudsman said his office had collected sufficient evidence to suggest that at least 50 Romani women living in the Czech Republic and formerly communist Czechoslovakia were forcibly sterilized in the years between 1979 and 2001. Kumar Vishwanathan has been working for several years to mediate between Roma and the authorities. He explains what went on.
During the process of childbirth, they were given a paper to sign saying that they consent to C-section. At the same time, sterilization was also written in the paper. Sometimes, in some cases, the women were informed that they're going to be sterilized they have to sign this up. And the women signed it, but the women didn't have any time to think over these things, discuss with their partners. Some of the women thought that it is a kind of temporary arrangement, something like an intrauterine device, or it's reversible. That they never thought in terms that they will never ever have children.
This means of controlling the Romani population was allegedly done on the grounds of a communist directive that remained in force up until 1991, that is 2 years after the fall of communism. Social workers were actively involved in the practice. Kumar Vishwanathan again.
The social workers would come to the hospitals and get the women signed. The social workers would threaten the families that if you don't get sterilized, we will take away your money. During the communist regime, the Czechoslovak socialist government had a program, a law, asking for the control of the Roma population. It is a eugenically motivated law. And the monetary incentive was a part of the communist government's eugenics plan to limit the Roma population.
The first court ruling on enforced sterilization was awaited with anticipation, since it was expected to set an important precedent. Helena Ferenčíková from Ostrava won her case, and the court ruled that the maternity hospital in question should acknowledge malpractice and apologize to her. Mrs. Ferenčíková says this is not enough and is demanding £1 million in compensation. Several other women have followed her example, and the enforced sterilization suits will be settled on a case-by-case basis. Roma rights advocates think there should be a blanket form of compensation for all Roma women who can prove their case. By far the most disturbing aspect of this story is that there are some who suggest the practice of enforced sterilizations may not have been completely eradicated. Kumar Vishwanathan again.
We are convinced that there has been no significant change in medical practice over the past decade. We are convinced that the medical practice here in this country is still paternalistic. Doctor has a paternalistic opposed to a partner kind of attitude to relationship to the patient. And as long as that doesn't change, we would be always wary of that forced sterilization can happen.
So when is sterilization performed in the Czech Republic and what precedes it? According to Jaroslav Feireisel, the head of the Podolí Maternity Hospital, the currently valid law, which dates back to the 1970s, stipulates that doctors can perform sterilization for health reasons or at a patient's request. In either case, the matter is discussed by a sterilization commission made up of several leading experts. The patient must request to undergo sterilization in writing and sign two separate sets of papers on different occasions to confirm that she understands what the procedure entails. She is free to change her mind up until the last minute in the operating theatre. The only case where a surgeon may perform this without a patient's approval is if the woman's life is in danger, for instance, if he finds extensive tumorous growth during an operation. Dr. Feireisel says that possibly the most controversial part of the law, and one that relates to the Roma cases, is the recommendation that sterilization is advisable for health reasons following a second or third cesarean section.
To jsou takzvané sterilizace po císařských řezech, protože jeden ze, nebo jedna ze
As regards the practice of sterilization after a second cesarean section, yes, that is recommended by the present health law. This legislation is 30 years old and needs to be amended because it does not reflect the progress medicine has made in the past three decades. Some maternity hospitals abide by this recommendation, which I do not fully agree with. But even so, sterilization cannot be undertaken without all of the steps I mentioned, explaining it to the patient, getting her approval, and getting approval from the sterilization commission. Hospitals usually perform this 6 weeks after the birth of the child.
The 30-year-old law on healthcare is about to be amended. Meanwhile, the Ombudsman's Office has put forward a series of recommendations as regards sterilizations. They are that a woman should have at least 7 days to make up her mind whether or not to undergo sterilization, and that the hospital should provide an easy-to-understand brochure which explains the procedure and all its implications.